Freed of the rope halter, Orkwell felt better. Some of his former easy manner returned.
Oh, the notebook, Father. That was to keep track of everything I borrowed.
Borrowed?
Marjorie Dubbage snorted. She was immediately silenced by a glare from the abbot, who beckoned Orkwell to continue. The young hedgehog warmed to his subject.
I borrowed. I never meant to keep anything for good. After a while, I'd return it. Like your silver belt buckle, form old sir.
Form old Burf wrinkled his velvety snout.
Boy, Okie, I never even knowed it was stoled. I found it t'other day under my pillow.
Orkwell spread his paws magnanimously.
You see, I give it all back sooner or later. What I do is, when I borrow something, I list it in my notebook. And then, when I return it, I cross it off the list. Though one or two things I hold on to for a long time, because I like them so much. Sorry, Father.
Dorcas continued his interrogation.
And where, may I ask, are all these missing items, if they're not in your barrel?
The young hedgehog twiddled his paws, grinning mischievously.
Riddle me, read, don't read my mind. Inside my book, your goods you'll find.
Skipper's rudder-like tail clipped Orkwell's ear. The big otter warned him with a growl.
Mind your manners, Master Prank. Speak proper to the abbot, unless you're your gobbledygook.
Glanspike still had a soft spot for Orkwell. She tut-tutted at Skipper and placed a paw about the young one's shoulders.
I think what he means, Father Abbot, it that there's writing in his book telling us where to find all the goods he took. Ain't that right, Artwell?
The grin reappeared on Orkwell's face. He nodded.
That's right, clever old Gran.
The old hogwife suddenly snapped. She smacked him hard on her cheek, shouting.
Don't ye start getting smart with me, young hog. Clever old Gran, indeed. Was it found ye half starved and weeping out in the woodlands after your no-good marn power had run off on ye, eh? Was it brought you to Redwall and begged to get ye taken in? And this is all the thanks I gets for it?
Orkwell broke down then. He sobbed and hugged Granspike.
Oh, Gran! Gran, I'm sorry.
She took his tear-stained face in both paws.
Why, Artwell? Why? What made he do it?
Abbot Dorcas passed him a kerchief.
Come on, young'un. Blubbering doesn't solve things. This isn't the first time you've been caught thieving. Now don't give me that injured look. You know as well as any beast here, thieving is the only name for it. Sneaking away the property of good, honest Redwallers and holding on to it for as long as you please? What other name is there for it? Why do you do it?
Orkwell Prink shook his head in bewilderment.
I don't know, Father. Whenever I see anything I like, well, I just have to have it. So I take it.
Fen Bluepaw was heard to mutter.
It's in his blood. From what I've heard, his parents were both the same, shifty, reckless robbers.
Skipper interrupted her.
You're wrong, marm. Robbers are those who hurts others to take what they want. Orkwell never hurt no beast.
Marjorie Dubbage was on Fenn's side. She argued back.
Maybe he didn't beat us up to get our goods, but he still hurted us. I was very hurted when he took my best knitted mittens. You did, didn't you?
Orkwell nodded.
But I was going to give them back.
The worst of all pointed an accusing paw at him.
Then where are they, eh? You're a nasty young sneak thief.